Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Shri Rajovacha Drishta Shrutabhyam Yat Papam Janan Api Atmano Ahitam Karoti Bhuyo Vivisha Prayaschitam Prayaschitam Ato Katam Shri Rajovacha Drishta Shrutabhyam Yat Papam Jananapyatmanohitam Karoti Bhuyo Vivasha Prayaschitam Atokatam Shri Rajovacha. Translation. I have actually seen that one who becomes a criminal by committing sinful acts is punished by the government's law. But although rebuked, he does the same thing again. One also hears from the scriptures spoken by learned scholars that committing sin throws one into hell in the next life. Nevertheless, although he has received full experience through seeing and hearing, which are the sources of practical knowledge, he is forced repeatedly to commit sins and again perform acts of atonement. What then is the value of such atonement?
Drishta sutabhyam jam jat papam janan napyatmano hitam karoti bhuya vivasa prayaschittam atho katham. This is intelligence. Maharaj Parikhe is Vaishnava and his inquiry was how this man who are rotting in this hellish condition can be relieved. That was his question. So,
what is that?
Three ways. Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, and Upasana. That Veda is called three. Three kinds of activities. So, devotees, they are not in the Karmakanda, Gyanakanda. He is not pure devotee. Bhakti means Gyanakarma, Hunabhutam. There is no touch of these creative activities or speculative knowledge. Devotees do not accept this. Unnagilashita-sunnam jnana-karma-dhanabhitam anukullena-krishnani-silinam-bhakti-yutam. That is first-class bhakti. Anukullena-krishnani. Just to satisfy Krishna. The Sri Arjuna, you are not willing to fight or to kill the other party. That is very good. He is a Vaishnava. Naturally, he does not like to fight or pick up quarrel with others or do some harm to others. Vaishnava is paradukhadukhi. He knows very well that if something harmful is done to me, I am unhappy, so why should I commit the same thing to others? So, but in spite of his conviction that he should not fight, still when Krishna insisted up to this point that your this mercy upon them will not act, because it is already my plan that they will have to die. So you have become very kind, but he cannot surpass my plan. That is not possible. I have come here. Pritranaya sadhuva vilasaya vidushtika. That is my two missions. To save the devotees and to annihilate the non-devotees. So here I have brought them all together in this battlefield and it will be finished. When a man, there is some crash, either railway or airplane, it should be noted that all those passengers are destined to die by the will of God and they come together and we should die. Because without the sanction and will of God, nothing can be done.
That is some reason. Father is not unkind. But when father denies the same facility he is giving to the other child, that does not mean he is unkind.
The devotee is suffering from some reverse condition. That he is feeling very much obliged to Krishna, God. My dear Dad, it is your great mercy that I am suffering. This is devotee. He is suffering and he is taking it as great mercy of God. Tattenukampa. Anukampa. Anukampa means mercy. So it is your mercy. Tattenukampa susamakshamana bhunjana eva mukitam eva. You know the same thing. That a man suffers on account of his past sinful activities or present sinful activities. His past or present doesn't matter. If one is sinful, then he must be punished. Drishto. Drishto means by direct experience. The direct experience. Everyone is saying that a thief is arrested. This is our direct experience. He has committed theft and therefore he is arrested by the police. This is our direct experience. And sutabhyam, by hearing from the law book or scripture, whatever it is. And the law book it is stated that you will commit then you will be punished in prison for 6 months. Or if you commit murder, then you will be hanged. This is called sutabhyam. By hearing, we have got two senses. One by the knowledge acquiring senses. Practical, working senses. So, drishto means our eyes are working and we see that a criminal is arrested and is punished. And sruto means knowledge gathering. Just like you gather knowledge from book. But then we have got two senses. Not two senses, but 10 senses. 5 senses, knowledge gathering, and 5 senses. Direct and knowledge working senses. So, drishta sutabhyam means by 2 senses, 2 kinds of senses, knowledge gathering senses and working senses. We are experienced by 2 kinds of senses. The Parikrit Maharaj said that a person, when a sinful person, he is getting experience from the both kinds of senses, drishta sutabhyam. And by that experience he knows that this is not good, this is sinful. Just like in your country, in each cigarette factory, cigarette packet, what is written there?
It is hazardous for the health.
So he knows this, that I am smoking something which is detrimental to my health. But why smoking? Why smoking? This is the question. Prayaschitta, now for smoking, sometimes he gets bronchitis or something, some disease in the heart. So he goes to the doctor, he suffers, and he takes medicine, and he is cured, then again smoking. Again do the same thing. One is suffering from syphilis, and he is suffering so much, the doctor gives injection, and so on, so on. Then after being cured, again do the same thing. That is his question. It is not that a man always commits sinful activities without knowledge. No. The full knowledge. So if one cannot sinful activity, then what is the meaning of this atonement? He rejects. He uses. You commit some sinful activity and go to the church and pay some fine.
These small animals.
find that place in all my dear land. O king, but man is considered as the king of the animals. Or should I? Actually, he's the king in the jungle. Everyone is afraid of him. He's so powerful. Even the elephant is afraid of the lion. So, if the lion is praised by some small animals, does it mean the lion is not animal? Has it any value like the human being? No. Still he's animal. Even though the small animals are praising, giving votes, you become president. But who is being voted? Another animal. Vedic civilization, the king or the president or the ruling chief must be representative of God. That you want. Therefore, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Himangarajarasayogidu, this Bhagavad Gita was understood by the Rajarshi. Rajarshi means, Raja means king, and Rishi means great saintly person. Rajarshi. So, education, culture is meant for the higher two classes, the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas. Education means for them, those who are intelligent. For them, education is not for mass, now it is called mass education. So mass education means it will produce undesirable elements, that's all. So, the Vedic system is, there must be, first of all, the most intelligent class of men. They should be given education, how to become self-control, shama. How to control the mind, how to control the senses, shama, dama, satyam. How to become truthful, shucham. How to become clean, shama, dama, satyam, shucham, titiksha. How to become tolerant? Hanjavam. How to become simple? No intricacies. Samo dhamo sattam samcham. Vidikha jamam eva. Gyalam vidyanam astityam. Full of knowledge. And vidyanam, practical application, life. Astikam, to believe in the existence of God or knowing God, partially or fully. Partially knowing God means impersonal or why you cannot be happy in the animal society. There must be intellectual class. Able to control himself, he'll come and sit to that. Anyway, the Krishna consciousness movement is the most valuable movement, welfare activity.